Blog Talk Radio. Hello, welcome, welcome to PGN. Thank God that we've made it. We have made it. We have arrived to another Wednesday, another day that the Lord has made. And I'm rejoicing. I'm glad. I'm glad that we're here. One thing that I say often, Tanisha, she'll agree. If you ain't waking up, nothing else matters. Let's just get up every day. Look forward to dealing with the situations as you face them. You know, what went on today, and still time yet left in this day. Deal with that today. You know, deal with today's issues today. 'Cause tomorrow isn't promised. But we put our faith on the line to believe God that we will witness tomorrow. And when he grants us that opportunity, we wake up and we should be rejoicing, being that it's a day that he has made. And he tells us to rejoice and make an effort to be glad in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because trust me that the enemy is trying to steal your joy. The enemy don't want you to be glad. He don't want you to be rejoicing for something that he had nothing to do with at all. He don't want God to get any glory, any praise. And so when you set your mentality to deal with the days as they come, but you deal with it based off of rejoicing, regardless of what's going on, you choose to rejoice, choose to be glad. Because God, that's the expectation that the Father wants from you. That's his expectation over us and for us. To rejoice and be glad.
Mm-hmm.
Be glad. You know, because We are just like him in a whole lot of ways. You know, we were made in his image. And we do things like God in a lot of ways. And so God controls everything. And so we carry characteristics of control in our life. Think about situations where you just feel out of control, how that makes you feel. You know, we really want to be in control of everything. And we have a sense or an idea of what it means to be in control based off of how we've been taught by the world. But when you look at what, how the scripture teaches us, we give up control to be in control. Because we give up our wills. And we trade our will in for the will of the Father. And so his will is in control. So we had control to give it up. And now we are in full control because now God is in full control. I hope you're following me on it. Because when you allow God to move and operate freely in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can harm you. Nothing. Nothing at all. I was reading yesterday, I want to say 1 Peter. Let me pull it up. I think it was 1 Peter 3. Yeah, 1 Peter 3:13. I'm reading King James, and he says, "And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good?" Who is he that can harm you if you be followers of that which is good. Because God basically is letting us know that he has you covered. He's in full control. So choose to follow what is good. God is good. So if we're following God and we are under God's control, his guidance, and we've released our faith to follow him, who can harm you? That's the mentality that we should have, the mindset as a follower of Christ. Because he's a follower. We are followers of that which is good. Mm-hmm. You got something you spend.
Yeah.
That's how you wave your hand.
Something hit me.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, because I started to further read. So
uh-huh.
I'm going to read it out of Amplified, but it says, 13 says, now who is there to hurt you if you become enthusiastic for what is good? And then 14 says, but even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, though it is not certain that you will, you are still blessed, happy to be admired and favored by God.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be afraid of their intimidating threats, nor be troubled or disturbed by their opposition. Then 15 says, but in your heart, set Christ apart as holy, acknowledging him, giving him first place in your lives as Lord. Always be ready to give a logical defense to anyone who asks you to account for the hope and confident assurance elicited by faith that is within you, yet do it with gentleness and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like he's breaking it down, you know, even if you're to suffer for the sake of righteousness. No, starting with what you said, who is there to hurt you if you become enthusiastic for what is good? So basically letting you know, like, nothing, no human, right? Who? Because who refers to a person, right? But then he says, but if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, though it is not certain that you will, you are still blessed, happy to be admired and favored by God. So he's letting you know to even, like, the person can't hurt you now. Let's get your mind right,
mm-hmm.
right? So that your mind doesn't hurt you. Because sometimes you do the hurting, okay?
Absolutely.
Do not be afraid of their intimidating threats, nor trouble or disturbed by the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling you, get rid of fear, right? Because fear can hurt you. So
mm-hmm.
do not be afraid. To be afraid, it means that there's fear.
Absolutely.
So he's saying to walk in peace, right? He says, but in your heart set Christ apart as holy, acknowledging him, giving him first place in your lives as Lord. So then he's telling you to get your heart right. So he's telling you right here, he covered all bases as to what can hurt you, and gives you the formula so that you're not hurt. Because he's saying, who? That means there's no human. Then he's telling you what to know that you're favored. So that's something that you got to, that's the mental, right? He's telling you don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when that fear tries to, that's a spiritual thing. Fear is
mm-hmm.
not of God. So that's a spiritual thing. So he's covering that base.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, but in your heart set Christ apart as holy, acknowledging him, giving him first place in your lives as Lord, always be ready to give a logical defense, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So he's telling you to even get your heart right. So he's covering all bases. And so, like Terrence said, when you serve God, if you serve God and you follow what he says to do, right, it's not enough to just serve God. It's enough to get you saved, right?
Mm-hmm.
You die, you make it. But we're talking about how do you get the abundant life here on earth? To be able to partake is to do as told, right? The word of
Absolutely.
God is instructions. It's not just stories about people who were cool. It's that too. But that's not just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's instructions for living. You want success? Do you want to walk in peace?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to have the abundant life that Jesus died to give you? Follow the instructions. If you follow the instructions, then you're going
to
have it.
Absolutely.
And then if the instructions get too hard for you, just like in school, what would you do? You would go to the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no different. If you say, well, Lord, I see what you say here when you're saying set my mind, put my, you know, I don't know how to not be afraid, right? I don't know how to put my heart, set my heart aside for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And just like a good teacher, right? When you're in school, we've had good teachers and we've had bad teachers because they're what? They're humans. So let's talk about good teachers. If you were in school and you had a good teacher and you said, I understand, but I don't know how to execute, right? I don't quite know how to do it. A good teacher is going to help you because teachers are there to teach,
mm-hmm.
right? That's their job. They should have a passion for teaching people. So they shouldn't get upset when people don't know, because that is why they are there, so that they can teach them, so that they will know.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus is a good teacher, right? So if you go and say, I'm reading this and I want to be able to do it, but I don't know how, guess what? He's going to teach you. You know, thank God for the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit within us who will bring us into all truth. So it's like, don't be intimidated or feel like you can't do it, because you don't have to do it in your own power and might. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hear me when I say that, so that when you're reading your word, when you hear something like, man, that's impossible. Love your enemies, pray for them, do good to those who despitefully use you. Yeah, right. I ain't going to be able to do that. You're right. You can't do it in your own power and might, but you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So as you read your word, you have to know that. That's got to be in the forefront of your brain, so that when you read things that seem like they're impossible or things that you've not been able to accomplish in the past, know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, so that you, when you come across something and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to do that, but what I do know is I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You got to go into reading your word with the right mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you read and it reads you, you start to get revelation, like I did just now when Terrence was reading that. And I kept reading, and I got revelation. I'm like, okay, he's covering all bases here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, who going to do it? Who?
You have to read with the expectation of getting an answer. You have to read with expectation of wanting to change, you know, wanting to hear from God. Because it's not just a book, it's a living word. You know, it's a script of life, and it is direction. And so many of us often just read just to read it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to read in prayer. We have to read with the hope and the expectation of getting an answer. Getting the answer. Getting what we're reading for, even when we're reading, learning something new. You know, God reveals some new things to us. And so I just thank God for loving me enough to, to give me his secrets, to share his love. You know, things that most humans per se wouldn't tell you. You know, like you look at CEOs of companies, they're not going to share a lot of things with employees. You know, they're going to keep that in-house. But God, the creator of all things, wants to share it all with us.
Mm-hmm.
We see ourselves in binds. We so focused on what we're in and never really focusing on the way to deal with it or to get out of it, seeking who can bring us peace.
Mm-hmm.
We hear about it, peace in the midst of the storm. What does that really mean?
Right.
Get in the storm and then seek peace. Hell, because like this is bad. Cause what we was talking about earlier today was really how the enemy will really try to distract you so quickly and to get you so amped up on getting it all right and making it feel like you miss opportunities and things of that nature. Once something is once you are beyond something or point past in your life, like these minutes we're using right now, it's 7:21. The minutes and the seconds that I've used before where we are right now ain't getting back.
Right.
So me dwelling on that will bring frustration. It could bring anger because I want that back because I could have done this during that time. This no, no. We're just going to continue to move forward because we are human beings that will error. But that's why you need the Lord. Because he can take our error ways and flip it and make it work for our good. That's why putting him first and making him first will help us so much more than we think. So much more. So much more. The Lord is constantly showing me, and he says, revealing things to us on how we need to move, and revealing even past issues, different teachings.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, that's got it now. I got it now. I can't go back, but I got it now. I got an understanding. You know, he still wants to use us. He's still using us. And we are so far from perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So far from it. But yet he's still blessing us. Because it comes as you continue to grow in your faith, you gain wisdom. And in your knowledge, you begin to understand things better. And as you nurture your relationship with God, it's things that he'll share with you. It's just for you. It ain't for you to call your friend. It ain't for you to call your mama. It ain't for you to post it. It's just for you and just for you. It's between you and him.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing is what really makes him real to you and solidifies the relationship. It keeps your hope there, keeps your hope intact, keeps you moving. Because can't nobody come to me and tell me who God ain't or who he is. You know, you can share your experiences, but man, I know who he is. And that's what we push so much with this show and with this ministry, for us to have that keen relationship with him. Make it sharp. Make it meaningful. Because God is real. And he wants you to have that relationship with him. Period. All of us. I sound like I'm hearing myself. Hello?
I don't hear.
Yeah,
no, there's no speaker on, and I don't have my. I'm not connected. Did you call in and forget to hang up?
No, you called. I thought maybe you did.
Nope.
But that's what I wanted to share. You got any more nuggets that the Lord's giving you?
You know, just to really rely on the Lord. I think sometimes we put too much weight on ourselves to do things, and we have to trust God. We have to really trust God, and we have to lean on him, and he has to be our support, because sometimes we're trying to be our support and we will crack under the pressure. But we're not designed to be our own support. You know, the Lord is our support. He's our strong tower. He's going to do it, you know. So don't be discouraged. Tonight, I just really want to encourage everybody to continue to believe in what the Lord is telling you, and to just be obedient and just move when he tells you to move. Like Terrence said, we were talking about that earlier, about, you know, how enemy tries to get you tripped up and all this kind of stuff, or how we could be too hard on ourselves. And we were also talking a little while ago about moving when God tells you to move, even when it doesn't make sense, and how it doesn't have to make sense at that moment. You know, you just have to be obedient, because it'll make sense later on down the line. You know, just do what God tells you to do. Just walk in faith, be encouraged, and just lean on the Lord. That's what I got for tonight. We're going to start taking callers. Also, I want to talk about last night's show. If some of you tuned in, Gary came on and gave his testimony and talked about, you know, what he's been experiencing over this last year or so concerning the issues with his voice and with his throat and the surgeries he's had. I mean, it was a really good show. It was very inspiring. So if you didn't tune in to last night's show, I highly recommend that you go on to the website, go to Blog Talk, and go to the archive and listen to last night's show, which would be Tuesday's show, and hear what Gary had to say. It was, it moved me. It inspired me. I could not stop thinking about it. Thought about it all last night, thought about it this morning, been thinking about it like since listening to it, and all of the things that I learned from it, and things that stood out to me. You know, God will use us and uses our testimony as ways to minister to us. You know, when you look at the Word of God, it's stories about people's lives, real people. These are not made up. This is not a fairy tale book. You know, it's stories about real people's lives and the things that they experienced and how God walked with them and how they overcame. And so we learn from these stories, from reading these people's, you know, stories of their lives. And so when we testify, we're living epistles. You know, I really learned a lot from Gary's testimony. It really inspired me. It really got me to thinking. It changed my perspective about a lot of things. So highly recommend. It was like, you know, if somebody's never read, you know, Book of Romans or something, you're like, man, read that book. You know, it's so good. Or, you know, Book of James or whatever. That's how I felt. Like, I listened to the Book of Gary. I'm like, man, you guys got to, you know, tune in. So I highly recommend that you go back and listen, because God was really moving, and just his attitude and his perspective, very refreshing. So, yeah, that's what I got for you, too. Highly recommend that you listen to it. So we're going to start taking some callers. We normally have been getting off about, like, 8:45, which is the time that you can start calling in and putting your hand up. But we're going to really try to start getting off at 8:30 now, so that there's time for people to, you know, grab a snack or whatever they need to do before 8:45. They still have plenty of time to be able to call in and press 1, because typically on Wednesdays, Randy prophesies over everybody, and we just want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to do what needs to be done, so they're not rushed. They're not like hanging up from our show and then, you know, having to immediately call in and hit 1. And then some people don't tune into our show, of course, so we want to make sure that the lines are clear for those who know to call in at 8:45. So 7:30 now, so we're only going to minister for an hour, so we're just, you know, going to be mindful of our time. We want to try to get as many people as possible, but that's what we're going to start doing on Wednesdays moving forward. We're going to get off at 8:30 so that everybody has enough time to call in and do what needs to be done before, if they do tune into our show, before calling in. All right, so let's go to our callers here. We're going to start here with 570-225.
Oh my gosh, shalom. I can't believe it. Shalom, everybody.
Hi. Hey, Lisa. Hi. How are you?
Hi. blessed. I'm going to say we're blessed. No matter what, we are blessed. You know,
yes,
not stressed.
Are.
Blessed.
Yes, we are. Always. No matter what, like you said. Even when we feel like we've been thrown in the lion's den or thrown in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're still blessed because we have an opportunity. That's what the Lord's given me. I'm going to immediately, because that's what the Lord's given me, that we're, like you said, you're blessed. Even when we're in the fire or even when we're thrown in the lion's den, we're blessed because those two stories, those two things that happened has given us hope as believers. Like, we get hope from those stories. We get hope from hearing that somebody was thrown in a fire that was turned up, like, you know, 100 times more. I can't remember how much times, I'm exaggerating, but it was turned up even more than it normally was, even to the point where the people who put them in the fire burned up. So this was extremely hot fire, and yet they survived it. And not only did they survive it, but when they looked in, when Nebuchadnezzar looked in, he saw the you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he said what looked like a, you know, an angel in there with them to show that they were not alone. So it's one thing when God saves you from something. It's another thing when you, when God sends his messenger, sends that comfort so that you know that you're not alone. And that's the reminder that God has given you, that every situation is a blessing because it's an opportunity for him to prove himself. And then when you share that story with other people, it continues to live on. We're still reading about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All these years later, we're still getting hope from that story. Mm-hmm. All these years later, and they didn't get burned up. They didn't even smell like smoke. So even though I'm pretty sure right before they got thrown in there, they were probably feeling some sort of way, even though they were very confident. You know, something inside still makes you feel some sort of way when you're facing danger, even when you're brave. You know, but because they were willing to stand up and say, we're not bowing. You know, I love that. That's one of my favorite stories because the boldness to where the king is like, hey, I heard you're not doing this. And they're like, yep. And well, why not? Because we're not doing it, period, because of who we serve. And he's like, we're going to throw, you know, I'm throw you in the fire. We don't care if you throw us in the fire, even, you know, even if our God doesn't save us. We, you know, we don't care. We're not bowing down. We want you to know that we're not bowing down. I love that line. We want you to know. We're not going to bow down to you, basically. So we don't care what you you know, do, your threats, if you make good on your threats. Nobody cares. We're not bowing down. That kind of boldness excites me because I know that in these end times, we need that kind of boldness as a body of Christ, where it doesn't matter what we're facing, where we're bold enough to say, you know what, I don't care what you do because my God is going to save me. And even if you don't, I still don't care because if it's my time to go, it's just my time to go. We need to be that bold for what's coming ahead. We've got to have that kind of boldness. And so God is reminding you that he's with you and you are blessed. It doesn't matter what you've faced. It doesn't matter what threats are made towards you. You're blessed because he's got you covered. And he's with you. So it doesn't matter. It feels like it matters, you know, in that moment, but in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't, because he's going to take care of you. It's already a done deal. So Lord, we just thank you right now for Lisa, Father God. We thank you for the protection. We thank you for the perspective that she sees the blessing in everything. Everything is a blessing to her. Well, she in her mind, she says this is a blessing. And so she sees that. The power of perspective, that this is going to bless me, to where people are going to say, "When? What? Hey, what do you mean that's going to bless you? That's crazy talk." And she's going to say, "Yeah, it is, but it's the truth." So yeah, in the earthly realm, that is crazy talk, but in the kingdom realm, it's the truth, and you're going to see it manifest. You can't do nothing to me. You don't have that kind of power.
Amen.
So this is going to be a blessing, and you're going to see it because I just said it. I spoke it. It's a blessing. And God said all things will work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And I love him and I'm called according to his purpose. So guess what? This is going to work out for my good. And you're going to watch and see. So you can pull up a chair if you want and watch. But this is a blessing. And it's going to inspire people. And you're going to see that. That perspective is really going to make you see the blessing in everything, where you're going to see it. Like you're going to see the blessing in every single thing. Mm-hmm. No matter what it looks like in the natural realm, you're going to have the ability to see the blessing. Why? Because you said it. You already said this is going to bless me. And because you said it, now your focus changes, because now your radar is looking, in a sense, for the blessing, and you're going to find it. Like, the mind is so important. Everything goes through the mind. Everything goes through the mind. And so the Word of God speaks so much about the mental realm. And when we change the way we process things and we change our perspective, life changes for us. So yeah, the same, you know, sun is rising and setting, the same moon is rising and setting. What is really changing? It's just the way that we are, our perspective, the way we view things, even though it's the same view. Mm-hmm. Because it's the same stuff.
Amen.
But what really changes is us. We change, and we change the way we see it, because the things, like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. That's a fact. The same sun that was rising and setting in Solomon's time is the same sun that's rising and setting. There's not a new, no new sun has been generated or created since then. There's literally nothing new under the sun. So what changes is us. Our view changes.
Amen.
We see it differently. We see the details in it, because vision is not just flat. There's layers to vision, even in the natural. There's layers to it. You can see something and say, oh, I see, you know, a purple flower. And somebody else could say, I see a purple flower with green specks in it with a little bit of yellow on it. The flower is the flower. But the vision is going to determine the detail that you see in it. Oh, I just saw a purple flower. That's it, because I don't have the vision for that flower. But if I'm a person that loves flower and beauty and nature, I'm going to see the finer things. Not that my eyesight is better than the other person's eyesight, but my perspective is different, and I have vision to see it. And so God is teaching you about perspective and how it changes your vision, even though what you're seeing has not changed. You're going to see the layers to things, and you're going to find the blessing. Because if I put a flower in front of you and say, find the purple, you know, find the green specks, and I told you what to find, now you know to look for it. Like, oh, I just saw a purple flower. Oh, you know what? If I look real deep, yeah, I can see in the petals, there's green. There are green specks. I wouldn't even seen that if you wouldn't have told me. And so that's how you're going to be. You're going to be like with the blessing. Yeah, this is going to bless me. But if I wouldn't have known the blessing was in there, I wouldn't have seen it. I would have missed it, because I would have seen it one big old lump of whatever. But now that I have vision to look for the blessing, I can see the little blessing in there. I can see it. I can see the blessing. So he's changing your mental. Your perspective is changing. Your vision is changing. You're going to find the blessing in every single thing.
Amen. Amen.
Every single thing. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Okay. We got no time, but I'm going to say a couple of stuff. Everything that you just said right now was just God using you to remind me and confirm, because I've been saying the same thing. I'm in a battle. We're all in a battle, but my anthem is Sea of Victory. Israel Houghton, A New Breed, just came out with a new version of it, and it's so musical. So I would encourage you guys to look that up. And that's my anthem. And in that song, it talks about, you know, just like, I'm not backing down from any giant, because we know how this story ends. It says, the weapon form may be formed, but it will not prosper. When the darkness falls, it will not prevail. For the God we serve knows only how to triumph. So we know our God never fails, and that song has been my anthem as I'm going through this battle, going through some battles. It's just breaking off a lot of generational iniquities, and you can't force people. You can't change people. So it's like I'm trying to navigate through this, because I don't want to I don't want to bow down to any. I'm not bowing down to any false god. I only serve the one true God, okay? So it's like that battle. So, you know, you have to, like, balance out just family dynamics. We'll just put it like that. So that's been my anthem. And everything you're telling me, Tanisha, is like, I've been saying this, and I've been, you know, like, God was just using you to tell me, like, to confirm, like, I'm on track, like, you know, it's it's the basically it's like the whole perspective thing. He gave me that revelation a while back, and so here I'm kind of like dealing with some people that, yeah, you see the purple flower. I see the purple flower. Wow, look at that purple flower. Look at, it's springtime, and God is like, it's beautiful. It's blooming. And some of the people I'm around are seeing, oh, the grass is got, you know, whatever. It's like brown or whatever, like not seeing the purple flower, like, whoo, God's glory, God's creation, you know what I mean? So it's like that kind of battle. But I experienced a miracle on Monday, so I'm going to focus on that. And God did an amazing thing where my mother's computer got hacked and everything got wiped out, and it was a big problem. And when the computer guys were telling me, you know, what was up, I couldn't hear that. I said, okay, I just needed to, I'm like, what is the point of paying this $400 bill if it's like, it's not going to fix the problem that we need to get into the computer? Yo, I just said, we need a miracle. Okay. I said, I need a miracle. And I focused on that. And I told the computer guy, I was like, well, I believe in miracles, so I'm just going to pray. And he said, I believe in miracles too. So I kind of just grabbed that. Like when he said that, I just started praying. I said, okay, going out for breakfast. Told my mom and dad, we're going to go out for breakfast and we're going to get a miracle. And I had to focus, like, while, you know, like I had to stay in that attitude of gratitude and just that faith zone, and like just negate all the negativity talk. I had to shut it down. I had to like, listen, we need a miracle here. So we're going to, you know, thanking God. We're going to thank God that we're getting it. And it came through and we got it. So that's basically it. We could talk some more, but I want you to talk to the other people. God is so good because what he gave me through you guys was just, remember, like, just, you know, like a pep talk from Holy Ghost, like a pep talk, like, you know, like reminding me what he's told me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we're blessed. Like I was saying yesterday and the other day, I was saying, we are on the side of the one who wins. Like, it doesn't matter. None of this matters. We know who we belong to. Like, absolutely. Our God is big. Our God is amazing. That's like when I needed that miracle for the computer, I was like, I don't care if it was impossible. It was impossible because the hard drive was fried. But it's like, God, we need some technological angels here on assignment, please. So, you know, like, help us. Do the impossible. Provide. And he came through. So he's going to come through. He's going to come through. We're on the side that already won. The enemy's already been defeated, and we have a victorious, triumphant king, and it's all about perspective, like you said, and we got to focus on that. So when the enemy comes at us, look what he did. He gave me a pep talk through you guys. So I'm so thankful and grateful, and, you know, I feel like I had, like, this heaviness because I was like, I'm going through a battle, but now I feel like I'm just going to praise God, like, hallelujah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Nothing really changed, but like you said, perspective. So hallelujah. Thank you guys. I love you guys, and I bless you guys.
We love you too, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. We love you too. Appreciate you calling in and giving that testimony. It's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, our God is awesome. I mean, the impossible. Like, I can't get into details, but basically impossible. And, like, you know how when the technological people tell you stuff, like, you know, if you took your car, you know, for the mechanic and they're like, oh, okay, you need a new engine. You're like, oh, my God, that's going to cost $2,000. And you're just like, God, please, fix that engine.
And right.
You know what I'm saying? And he does. It's something like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, you need a miracle, and he will provide that miracle. So, and he's done it before. He'll do it again, you know. And if he doesn't maybe provide the miracle, he'll provide what you need. Like, he always has, you know, our God is awesome. He's good. He's sovereign. He's powerful. Our God is awesome. And we're going to stick on that side of things. So thank you guys. I'm going to let you go because, you know, I can keep talking and you guys got to go to your callers. So bless you.
Wow. Thank you.
God bless you.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Miracles.
Yeah, I believe in miracles, too.
I believe in miracles.
I've been watching a lot of Katherine Coleman recently, and she always says, I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that this is a miracle season. This year is a miracle year. So we're just going to keep believing for that. Let's go to our next caller here. 251-342.
Hey, this is
Latrice
from Alabama.
Hey, Latrice, how are you?
Even miracles, every time I look in the mirror, I see one looking back at me.
Come on, man. That is the truth.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I see, like with you, Latrice, I just see, like, your cup running over. Like your cup is running over.
Thank you, Lord. Says,
you won't thirst anymore. Neither will you hunger.
Hallelujah.
You know, we have things that, you know, levels in our lives that we want to get to. We want to, you know, feel a certain way. We want to be a certain way. The Lord, he says he just wants you to identify with who he's made you to be. Because that's it. You ain't finna be nobody else.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
but who he's made you to be. And in that, because sometimes we try to, you know, dumb it down for people. Sometimes try to, you know, switch it up a little bit, you know, because we don't really want people to know how heavy we are, you know, and certain things, you know. We kind of hold back a little bit, and the Lord says to let it go, to let it go, and fully go in it, because that's where your cup is going to run over,
mm-hmm.
run over. Like with some people in your circle, some people that you haven't even met yet. That have a religious type of pull. They have a religious type of ideology, and it's strictly based off of what they have been taught. And God is going to use you to pray for revelation. Pray for true Holy Ghost revelation to be revealed to them, so that they can really see the true spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
It really, because people really, some like religion, some people that operate religiously seems to feel as if they have a hold on God.
Mm-hmm.
How God does say, oh, God ain't going to do it. God won't do that. God won't do this. Who are you?
Mm-mm. Never lost the case.
And having those conversations with those particular people, so that they can be set free.
Thank you, Lord.
So that they can be set free and they can walk in the fullness. The fullness of God. Yeah, you got people walking in 20% in God.
Right.
You know, 30 and 40, 80, 90. But to walk in the fullness of him, that removes the blinders, the blind spots, and you able to broaden your scope. You're able to broaden the vision. You can see more. And that's what God is going to use you to do. In people's lives, because that's why your cup is running over, because you got so much to give.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what you got to give, and you got to give it to him. Because your cup is not going to run dry.
Thank you, Lord.
It's running over for that purpose. Because a lot of people have really been churched, per se, and they have been denominated.
Yeah.
They walk in the name of denomination.
Amen.
They live by a denominational creed. They live by a mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
Man has created, and they are hindering themselves from walking in the fullness of God because they're trying to control God instead of allowing God to control them. And I just thank God for the revelation and that you move and you walk in your true call and that you experience the fullness of God in you so that you can do what God has assigned for you to do and be a blessing in so many other people's lives.
Amen.
For the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, that's what I got.
Amen. Lord, we thank you right now for the trees, Father God. We thank you for the leadership. We thank you for the, it's like you're the type of person that it doesn't matter who's supposed to do what. If you see something needs to be done and you have the ability to do it, you're just going to do it. And
amen.
That's what I see the Lord like really using you to just do it. Because there's some people who have been called and who are on assignment, and they're basically not doing their assignment. They're not doing it. They're dropping the ball. And you're going to just do what needs to be done, because we're just in a part of life of life on earth where we just don't have the luxury of a lot of time. We don't have that luxury. And so things need to get done, and God is going to use you to do it. And sometimes the things that need to be done are conversations with people. I've always seen that with you, that God is going to use you to have tough conversations with people. But conversations that need to be had, you know, because there are some people who are called for leadership and some people who are put into a place in a position of leadership. But we know as believers that a title don't make it so. And so some people are leaders and they don't understand what it means to be a leader. And you're going to have that conversation of what it means to be a leader. You know, a leader should be inspired, and a leader should lead by they should inspire, right? And they should be drawn or led by passion. That's what a leader is. But some people who are just placed in leadership, they manipulate, and they're trying to force things, and they want to be recognized. Ah, because I'm such a strong leader because people follow me. No, that doesn't mean that you're a strong leader. People follow you because you manipulate them, and you play on their fears, and you know, do these things. You know how to make people dance. You're like a puppeteer. You know how to pull people's strings. That doesn't make you a strong leader. And you're going to have those conversations with people too, to let them know, I understand you have a title and you think you're getting results, but this is what I see. So it's not so. It's a smoke screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a facade. It's a magic show, but it's not the real deal. It's counterfeit. And you need to be doing what you're called to do, because you're in place of you're basically clogging somebody else's spot. And you need to be doing what you need to be doing, because when you're doing what God has called you to do, you don't have to do all this trickery. There's a flow to it that's natural. But when you fake in the funk, somebody gonna smell it. And so you're gonna have to have those conversations to say you need to get out the way, because you're not a leader. And for the leaders who are called to say, you need to step up. This is who you are. Most leaders don't want to lead in the beginning. And even when you study the lives of great leaders, most of them didn't come out the womb and say, I'm going to lead now. You know, they noticed that people would follow them. They weren't looking for followers, but they always look in hindsight and say, man, people was always following me. And I was always kind of the one that was taking charge in this, but they never decided. You know, they most time it's not that they just decide I'm going to be a leader. They just saw that they were one and finally accepted it. And so God is going to use you to push those who he has called for leadership to be who they already are. And for those who are just clogging a spot, to stand down. And he's going to give you the right verbiage. But it's just necessary and needed, because some people should have had those conversations and they haven't. People really be afraid to have conversations with people because they put so much weight on people's titles. title that could be snatched up tomorrow. And people be afraid. The title is scared. Oh, no, because if I say this to this person, then this is going to happen. They're a human being with a man-given title. What title is God giving you? That's more important than the title man is giving that person. So people have been not doing what needs to be done because they're afraid. But God is going to use you to step in because it's time for our true leaders to come forth, and it's time for these fake leaders. Okay. Okay. I don't hear myself. Okay. It sounds bad, though.
Hello?
You got the phone on.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we have to call back in because it kicked us out. But, okay, so, yeah, what I'm getting is that you're going to do what needs to be done. You're going to bring forth the leaders that God has called and have the leaders that God has not called fall back. So, Lord, we just thank you for Latrice, Father God. We thank you for giving her the boldness, giving her a voice, helping her to show people that it doesn't matter what man-made titles people may have, that nobody can stop the call that you have on somebody else's, on people's lives. A man-made title is just a man-made title. It doesn't have weight. It only has as much weight as we give it. So, Lord, thank you for the boldness that she has and the protection. People are going to say, man, I heard she talked to this person and she's still here or whatever the case may be, where people are going to see that being bold. When you're bold and you do it for Christ and you do it in love, there's a protection that comes with that. God always protects the obedience. When we're obedient, there's a protection that comes on us. And you're going to teach people that through your actions. So when people say, man, you're not afraid, you're going to say, no, I'm being obedient. I'm afraid to not be obedient and be out of God's will. That scares me. I'm not afraid to do what God told me to do. Because
right.
I know if I'm doing what God told me to do, that the protection comes along with it. It's like a package deal. I'm going to be protected doing what God told me to do. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Once again, you guys are on the money. It's already happening, and we do tell the Lord thank you.
Amen.
And that's it. God is good. Continue to keep me uplifting. I'll do the same. And I bid you all Godspeed and continue blessings in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. Be blessed.
Thank you. You too.
Good night.
Wow.
Awesome. Next caller, 754-240.
Hey, guys. This is Donald and Tanya from Miami.
Hey, Donald and Tanya. How are you?
Miami in the house.
How are we doing? Fine. Doing good.
Hey, Karen,
Tanisha.
Hey, Tanya.
Oh,
my baby, sleep?
Nah, he's not sleep. He's right here. Making a mess.
He's listening. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's listening. He hear your voice.
Uh-huh. I can't wait to see him. Let's go. Anyway, I'm like, hey, I know that boy is going to be looking at you tonight.
When you said he knows your voice,
uh-huh.
What I've got for the baby is he's got like I see like God giving him a distinct voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like Terrence and I were talking about voices earlier. Like, I don't know if you guys listened into when Gary called in last night, but what an amazing testimony. And we were talking about the voice, right? And how even when a person is gone, your voice is something that is identifiable, like your fingerprint, your face, you know, that's something that people could recognize right away because everybody has a distinct voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were saying how, you know, with a certain singer, there's so many great singers that have gone on, but if we were to hear one of their songs that's never been released, we recognize the voice, like, oh, that's, you know, that's this person or that's that person because their voice is so distinct. All of us have a unique voice. And that's what I'm getting for Baby Boy, that God is going to give him. I mean, we all have a unique voice, but he's going to have a really distinct voice, not just in the sound of it, but in the, like, when people hear him, they're going to listen. Like, when he talks, there's some people whose voices just draw you in. You know, where they'll start talking and your ear just like tunes in because of whatever it might be. Maybe their voice sounds very regal or they enunciate really good or it's just a different pitch, whatever. But there are some people that just have that type of voice where you just want to hear what they've got to say.
Mm.
And that's the type of voice that God has given him where people are going to listen.
The anointing.
Yeah, it's an anointing on his voice to where people are going to listen to what he has to say. And so it's going to be so important as parents to just, you know, we know you guys are going to do what needs to be done, but he has a very unique calling. And so it's going to be important for him to learn about words, different words. Languages. Yeah, like he's going to learn different languages. He's going to, like anything voice related, he's going to like be taking interest in. Screaming, right? Singing, debating. Like I see him constantly using his voice. Whereas a parent, that could drive you nuts, where kids are always talking or crying or yelling or asking 1,001 questions or whatever the case may be. But I see him just taking an interest in anything that's voice related. But that's because that's, you know, God has given him a distinct voice. And we know as believers that we can, God places gifts. We have a call. We come on our call and the will that God has in our lives. And we're trying to figure it out. Right. We finally get it one day. We're like, I'm called to prophesy. Oh, I'm called to minister. Oh, I'm called to bake cookies for kids or whatever the case may be. But we've always felt something in us, but part of our walk is figuring out who we are. So as he figures out who he's are, he's going to be doing all these voice related things, you know, like, oh, I think I'm supposed to use my voice to play, you know, the tuba or whatever. And you're like, no, nobody wants to hear the tuba, but he might do it because he's trying to figure out who he is. And he's got this distinct voice. So, I mean, just that's what I see for him. So just be prepared for all that fun of him trying to figure it out. And you, meanwhile, you're going to be like, I already know. But, you know, kids and parents, we never know nothing until they get it.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, I'm supposed to do this. You're like, oh, wow, really? Like, not that I haven't been telling you that for the last million years, but, hey, cool that you figured that out. Right. So that's what you're going to deal with. But, yeah, he's going to have a very unique voice. Where people just listen, and it's almost going to be where he is going to be like, it's weird. I told somebody to do something and they did it. You know, he's not going to know why, but it's an anointing. It's an anointing on him. But yeah, let's pray for you and Tanya. Lord, we just thank you right now for Donald and Tanya, Father God. We thank you for even gifting them because children are a gift. Children are they're a ministry, and we're stewards over our children. They don't belong to us. They belong to you, Father God. We thank you for placing him in their care because they have what is necessary and what it takes for him to be who you created him to be. So, Father God, just give them the knowledge of how to pull it out of him. But with parents, there's certain things that we do the same for every kid. You know, we feed them all, we clothe them, we love them and all that. But every child is unique, so we have to do unique things for that particular child because of who you made them to be. So give them the sight to be able to see that, Father God. Just pray for the strengthening. I just keep seeing you, God. I know, I think I gave this word the last time about God like being that rope. So it's like you, Donald, Tanya, God, you know, the three strand cord. Yeah, I'm almost positive I gave that word before. And I always see you guys as loyalty. And I know I'm going to repeat this word because this is just the Lord's giving me the same word. And obviously he just really, really wants you to get it. Don't let anybody dethrone. Like, Tanya, don't let anybody dethrone Donald. Donald, don't let anybody dethrone Tanya. You two are God-placed. So you, Donald, are the king, and Tanya's the queen. And that's so important that you guys know that now, that you're the king, Donald. Tanya's the queen, period. And don't let anybody try to dethrone. Because people will try it. People are going to. Like, you guys are going to, people are going to try it. That's just what I see. People are going to try to get in the way of you two. Because the enemy knows that you two separate are a force, but together, you know, you're a movement. And so he's going to try to, you don't need her. You don't need her because look at you. You're all strong people. You're all charismatic. People love you. People do what you, and tell him, you don't need him. Yeah, you got this because by yourself, you this, that, and the other. And that's true. But together, but you're God placed. You're a God thing. So yeah, separate. Yeah, you be the bomb, separate. But together, you're an atomic bomb. Like the word of God says, one could put thousands to flight. That's amazing. But 10,000. That's not 2,000. So if you put 1,000 to flight on your own, and then Tanya's putting 1,000 to flight on her own, that's only 2,000 put to flight. But if together you're putting 10,000 to flight, come on now. So that's so much more. So it's like you two being a unit is needed for the body of Christ. It's necessary for the body of Christ. And so that's why I see God constantly working on, this is going to be a lifetime thing. God is always going to be strengthening you guys. You guys are going to always be stronger and stronger. And he's fortifying where nobody and nothing is going to be able to come between you. Nothing. It's going to be laughable. But of course, to be fortified and strengthened and to know that, things are tested, even in the natural. You know, when the government builds these, you know, state-of-the-art building bomb shelters and all that, they don't just say, oh, yeah, the state-of-the-art. They test it. You can't say it's state-of-the-art. You can't say that it's going to protect if you haven't tested it. So there's going to be tests coming, but you're going to pass the test because God is placing in you right now that you are the king, Donald, and Tanya is the queen, period. And nobody can – don't let nobody dethrone that, to dethrone one or the other. People, situation, nothing. Let nothing get in the way. Because together, you guys are a movement. Together, you're putting 10,000 to flight versus separate 1,000 here, separate 1,000 there, which 2,000 putting to flight is cool, but 10,000 is way better. There's so much work that God has for you too. You need one another. Like, you need one another. It's a necessity. Mm-hmm. And the body of Christ needs it. It's a necessity. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for Donald and Tanya. Father God, we thank you for the fortification that you're fortifying them, strengthening them, that they are going to just be like one, like talking to one is like talking to the other one. Because there's going to be so much unity and so much oneness that people will see it. They'll see like, oh, my gosh, for a second there, I was having a conversation with Tanya, but I'm talking to Donald. Like, oh my gosh, I thought I was talking to Donald, but I'm talking to like where they're going to see the unity, and people are going to want to know what's the story. Like, how do I get this? And you're going to say it's only through Christ. Mm-hmm. You can't buy this out of no book.
Amen.
You can't just stumble upon it. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to prime deliver this. This is from God, and it's deliberate. Because this is what we set our mind to do, and what man sets his mind to do, that shall he accomplish. And because we set our mind to it, and because we have the anointing of God on our lives, this is where we're at. This is not just some woke up and we were just this bonded. This is what we're working for. People, and the people always think that too. They think that it just so happened. It just so happened that no, if you set your mind on it, if you want a good, strong, healthy marriage where your mate is just like you see them and it's like seeing them new every day, you got to want that and put your mind to accomplish that. And it just don't just so happen. People are so lazy. They always want something to just so happen. You got to put the work in. And you two are going to be living epistles to putting the work in. And people are going to really be wanting what you got. Like I'm telling you now that people are going to want what you have. And people can be so jealous. You know, some people can, you know, see what you got and they can be inspired. But there's always a flip side. There's going to be people who are jealous of what you have. And those are the people that try to come in and get in the way. And every time somebody tries to get in the way, it's not always the same. It's not always like, she did it. Sometimes it's like, you know, I think that, like they're trying to be helpful. They're, like even that Jezebel spirit tries to come in like a helper, like a friend, and then it comes in and just wreaks havoc. But that's how it gets in the door, like it's helping. Then it just, all hell breaks loose. So God gives them the discernment to see that when that Jezebel always tries to come in and destroy the things that are attached to the prophetic, things that are attached to ministry, things that are that God is ruling. So Father God, give them a very strong discernment for that Jezebel spirit where they can identify it immediately before hell breaks loose, where they can see it and say, nope, I don't know what it is, but nope. No, thank you. You turn to sender. I don't know what it is. You know, you seem very nice, seem helpful, seem like you got skills that you could be, you know, useful, but it's a no for me. And I can't explain why. But no. Let it be that strong, Lord. And give them, if Donald sees it and Tanya doesn't see it, let her just submit to him and vice versa. If she sees it and he doesn't, let him submit to her and say, nope. We're not rolling with this person, or this got to go, or we're not doing this because I sense something in the spirit and not giving it no room, zero probability. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I think both of you guys, this is what the Lord got for me to give you guys. Tanisha said it when I was thinking it. You guys seeing each other new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like new. Like every day it's like brand new. Like, wow. You mind? For real? Shoot. How you doing? My name's off. How you doing? I'm trying. Uh-huh. You know. That fire will never die. And I plead the blood of Jesus over that you all will always see each other new. That you'll stay falling in love every day. It'll be like a groundhog day of falling in love. Every day, dude. And that's going to really... That's going to really propel, that's the word I'm looking for, you guys to a whole nother level. Because I really see you guys really teaching people the God way to nurture a marriage and to build a family. Because and Denise was talking about this, I think, earlier today. You know, just because people say they are married, that don't necessarily make it true. Because if it ain't ordained by God, what is it? What is it? You know, so many people just swapping last names.
Mm-hmm.
They're sharing last names and households. But you guys don't use you guys to really bring the true identity to marriage and what it is, and teaching people how to be married through the eyes of God and what His expectations are in it. And that's what I got for y'all. It's not
amen.
My
amen.
He said, hey, amen.
You hear him, you hear
him. You're talking.
Wow, that's good. What's been going on with y'all?
We're receiving it, man. Everything been good. And me and Tanya was speaking on this earlier today, because we were just saying, we both are good at praying on our own, like praying by ourselves and stuff. But whenever it gets to like, okay, let's come together and let's pray together, and it's always, I don't know, for some reason, it's always like a little challenge or something. It's like we can never get, like, we do it, but we always have to like always remind ourselves, oh yeah, we gotta pray together. Let's pray together, and you know, but we're good at praying like on our own, but it's just mastering that praying. We were just talking about that earlier. And I was just saying, I think either you or Tanisha hit on it, where you guys says that like people gonna see us as one, and that's what I had said. I said, a lot of people when they see us, they always say, man, you guys are like one. And I said, hey, I think something is in the way of us, praying together, because there's a different level of power in that. So I said we have to make a concerted effort to really dig down and just pray together. It sounds so simple, but for us, it's like it's so hard. Like we are scheduled and everything like that. But that's what we're just talking about. We're just talking about like, man, we really gotta, to get to the next level, we've gotta set schedule and really together and pray together and cry out to God together and go to war together, basically.
I think we've all been guilty of that. it definitely happens, but it's like the fact that it's on your mind to do it, God honors it. And man, it's going to happen. It's going to be more. And be patient. Be patient, with yourselves and with one another. Because anytime y'all come together, it's a good time. And just starting a new habit, it takes time. But long as you're getting it started, you might go from one day a month we pray, 2 days a month we pray, to 6 days a month. Next thing it could be a whole month. We go 365 praying together.
Amen. That's what we're trying to get to.
Just practice, man. Just take them steps. Don't be hard on yourself. Take them steps. Because I'm telling you, that frustration to come in, enemy be having y'all sitting up there bigger. Well, we don't do this or we don't do that. In the time that you're talking about, what you ain't been doing, you could have been using the time to do what you said you ain't been doing.
You're right. Yeah. But the call tonight, it just confirmed it, and confirmed what we were talking about, and just to take the next level, and it just put emphasis on which just like you said, you guys prophesied on this already, that the oneness. So it just put emphasis on it that who we are, and just to look at it, always, put that in front of our mind. So I just thank you guys for that. I was gonna ask before we get off, since you guys prophesied on my son, I wanted to get a prophecy on prayer for my other son, my older son, and then Tanya got another one in the belly, so. I just wanted to get a prophecy for the one in the belly.
Hey, y'all been falling. It's already started. I love all of That's all right, right there. I love it. I love it, man. Y'all be
that
having
is part
me
of the announcement.
Man.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Aw. Love baby.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Wow. I'm excited, man.
You know, let's pray for the kids. We love praying for the kids. What's your oldest son's name?
Darius.
Darius. I like that.
Okay.
I have a cousin named Darius. That's always been a strong name to me. It's like even in the word of King Darius.
Do we know what the the baby's sex is yet?
Yeah, a boy. Another boy.
We want a girl.
Another boy.
Tanya wanted a girl, but they saying a boy.
Wow.
Boy mom. That's what I thought I was going to be. I thought I was going to be a boy mom, and I wasn't. I mean, I got two boys, well, now three, but I thought I was going to be a full boy mom.
No.
And the Lord was like, nope.
So you're going to get that girl. But, that's when they fall in love.
Oh yeah,
you know every day.
But here comes Donald Tyne, they football team.
Man.
You know.
Here they come.
You fall in, when you all in love with your spouse like that, and you're a multimillionaire, it's easy to have a football team of kids.
They pull up in a whole RV.
A Mercedes.
I won't mind it.
Here they come. You see the him right there. Coming up. But yeah, let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for Darius tonight, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for the impulse. Impulse. Woo. I got to hold on. That's the word I got.
Mm.
When it says a sudden, strong, and unreflective urge or desire to act. A sudden, strong, and unreflective urge or desire to act. And that's the word that I saw when I began to pray for Darius, that God is going to happen suddenly in his life. He's going to begin to have a strong desire, a strong urge, a strong desire to act on everything that you've been preaching to him. Like, sometimes it seems like, man, it ain't getting through. Sometimes it seems like, you know, you're good in it. Why can't you just see this? You know, but God says it's going to be an impulse. It's going to happen suddenly.
Mm.
He's going to have a strong urge and desire to act on what Dad has been saying. Because you've been sharing a lot of truth to him.
Mm.
I mean, a whole lot of truth that he just can't see right now. And he's going to get it. I don't know what it's going to take to trigger it, but the Lord just says, just know that it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen.
Amen.
Yes, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our womb, baby.
Yeah.
Cut that sack. I just see the sack is like illuminated. It's like lit up. Like this baby is gonna be like a light, like a for real light. He's going to be one with bright ideas, and he's going to give ideas just through his countenance. Like things are going to click when people see him, because he's definitely going to be a light carrier, and so a lot of us. That means he's going to attract a lot. He's definitely going to attract a lot. And I say attention.
Attract?
Yeah.
You know what I thought about? Yeah. I thought about David. Not the things David did, but how one of the things that we know about David is he was attractive.
Yeah, he was good looking.
He was good looking. And it God felt the need to put that in there.
Right.
But he was attractive. That's what I saw for baby boy.
Uh-huh.
He's gonna attract people because he's gonna be attractive. Like very attractive. You know, some people there's levels to attractive people. There's some people where you're like, oh yeah, he's cute, or he's good. Like you're like, oh my goodness, have you seen him?
He's taking after his uncle. His uncle Terrence.
And that's what I see. That's what I saw. That very, very attractive.
Yeah, and that's that light.
Mm-hmm. Attraction is like
it's a light.
It's a gift from God. Yeah. Told me this, that being attractive is a gift,
right?
Because it draws people instantly before they even hear you.
Right.
They see you and they're like, oh my god, what? Oh yeah, they want to know you, they want to be around you, they want to smell you, you know, just because you look good.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So you couple that being attractive and then having the mind of Christ. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The game changer. But that's what I see with Little Sir, that he's going to be very attractive.
Uh-huh. Little Sir. What was
on that? Very, very attractive. And that's something that, you know, every kid has things. They've got great qualities and things that you got to work with. You know, when somebody's very attractive, there's certain attention that they get.
Yep.
So there's just lessons as parents you have to really teach about that humility and that, just because people want to do everything for you, because unfortunately with attractive people want to do things for them and all that kind of stuff. That the person who's very attractive, who's benefiting, they could get used to that, you know? And so it's just something else to say, hey, I understand, but, you know, teaching about doing things yourself and teaching about evening the playing field, so to speak, not taking advantage just because you can and all that kind of stuff. You know, there's just unique lessons that come along with that, that God will teach you and God will, you know, you'll know what to do. Even as parents, you know, you got super cute kids, it's hard to tell them no. Oh, this is so cute. Go ahead and eat some Frosted Flakes for at midnight. I'm going to eat some cotton candy for breakfast. Oh, you're just so cute. You want those Gucci shoes? Okay. Because they're so cute. And so even if you don't, let me not be making it easy because you're so cute. You know, so there's just, you know, God's going to teach you. But there's, you know, there is certain benefits and perks that come with being attractive and just teaching him that, hey, this is a gift from God. Don't abuse it.
Don't abuse it.
You know, don't let it be in the forefront. Just teaching him to focus on studying and books and the mental realm and teaching him the importance of that. Because our parents are our first teachers. Even if at the time when we're kids, we're like, man, mommy and daddy, they don't know what they're talking about, we end up growing into those teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And so teach them young. What's important about people is who God made them to be and having a good heart and following God, being obedient, all that. That will be important to him. Or people will be like, man, you're so attractive, and it's like you don't even know. Like you don't even trip off of how you look, and you don't trip off your because he's focused on other stuff, because that's what mom and dad taught, that looks come, looks go, looks can fade, you know, but having a heart for God and a mind for Christ and having the mind that's in Christ being me, that's eternal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the earth suit. It's going to go back into dirt. So I'm not going to give it too much weight. If it don't matter on that side, in eternity, I'm not going to put too much weight on this side. So that's what I see. It's very unique. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that, but that's the first thing that came was David. And I'm like, David was very attractive to where the word of God spoke on it. So, you know, he looked good. So yeah, that's what I saw.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What
are
we seeing?
Oh, and for
Darius, him David.
I see Darius using his hands like a builder. That's what I see with Darius, like somebody who's skilled with their hands. Like, you know, some kids, they just know how to, even like when they're young, you see them building stuff with Legos and stuff, and you're like, how did you do that? You know, they just have a skill. There's a certain skills in the hands. That's what I saw with Darius. It was something with his hands being very skilled, where he'll be able to like build things. So Lord, here's a little one. Lord, just bless Darius in his hands and help him to build and let the gifting of his hands even translate into what he does with his life so that he builds for the kingdom.
Yes.
That as he learns to build things with his hands, that you teach lessons about building people and building the kingdom. And for little sir, we just thank you for the mind that you're giving him. Let that mind develop even as he develops in his mother's womb, a very brilliant mind for Christ, very brilliant. Like just as he's as attractive as he is and he's a light, his mind will be like a light too, very brilliant. Yeah, he's just going to be a light overall, a brilliant mind and an attractiveness. So he's just going to be just overall like a walking light that just attracts, whether it be the mental or the looks. Just attract a very brilliant mind. So Lord, just touch his mind and help him with his mind. Sometimes when people are brilliant, it's hard for them because they're so different than other people. So help him to see that there's a gift in being very intelligent. It's a gift. It's a gift, and help him to always know that it's a gift. It's nothing to hide or trying to diminish his light. Because he'll try to do that. He's going to try to like fit in. So to kind of dumb himself down, help his parents to see when he tries to do that, Lord, and to just explain to him that it's a good thing and that he doesn't need to be afraid to shine his light because you just made him extra bright. You know, you made him 10 watts in a 3-watt world because that's how you made him. And it's a beautiful thing, and help him to just be accepting of that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, that's a beautiful thing.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, y'all, welcome, man. We love y'all.
Yes, we love you. We're going to clear it off so everybody can grab a snack or whatever they need to do before they call back in to Randy at 8:45. And we love you guys. And we're going to always be praying for you and the baby.
All right. Thank
we
you.
Love
you guys
too. Thank you.
Thank you. Right.
Good night.
So we're going to clear it off. It's 8:34. Call back. Randy will be on at 9, but you can start calling in at 8:45, hit 1. Normally he just prays over all the callers on Wednesday. So we love you all. Till next time. Good night.